Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
This is the Hour One Nugget, beloved. We are in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and today we're at verse 8. We have studied this particular book since the 28th of November last year, and we're nearly completing it. What an awesome book 1 Peter is. It is my intention to go to 2 Peter once this is completed. I'll wait on the Lord's instructions on that one. But it does say this in verse 8. It says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Beloved, we have to stay alert. We are in the last days, and we need to be on our guard, because that is exactly what he's like. He prowls around waiting. Just shows us something that we like, we want to do, that is in our heart actually, and actually shouldn't be in our heart. I want you to imagine this. Now, I've said this on a few occasions, that we are walking up this dusty track, going up Mount Zion, cutting down all the thistles. It's hard going, it's hard work. We're cutting them down with a sickle, with whatever is to hand. Sometimes, because we do not use the tools that God has given us, we end up using our hands. Beloved, he has given us tools to ward off the enemy. He has given us tools to stave off the attack of the enemy. We have those tools in our possession. If only we would use them. The full armor of God. You can read about that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and from verse 10. But we have a shield of faith, beloved. If we have enough faith, we have a shield of faith to ward off those darts, those fiery darts that come from him. We have the tools. So instead of using our hands to get rid of these thistles on this roadway, we can use a sickle. The Lord has given us those tools to do that, to make life a little easier. But what Satan does is this, let me tell you. I want you to imagine that at the end of the freeway that runs alongside Mount Zion is somewhere like Las Vegas. Bright lights, city lights, attractive things going on there, nightclubs and gambling and all of this sort of stuff. And as we're trudging up this dusty road, and again, we haven't used the tools that God has given us, Satan gives us a vision of what we're missing out on. And we think, oh my goodness me. And that's how we get tempted. It's as simple as that, and it's very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. Go with me to Job, the 1st chapter and verse 7, and let's see what Job has to say. We'll see here what Satan was up to. "Where have you come from?" the Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, "I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that is going on." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil." Satan replied to the Lord, "Yeah, Job has got good reason to fear the Lord. You have also put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." You see, even then, poor Job. Poor Job. But what did Job do? Job didn't succumb. All of this wealth, all of this stuff, all of his lands, his family, all of this stuff was taken from him. But he didn't succumb. But beloved, sometimes when disaster strikes, you and I succumb. And we shouldn't succumb. I want to go to another scripture here. This is really, really interesting, this study. Let's go to James, the fourth chapter, and verse 7, and it says this. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, you know what a lot of people do? And I find this amazingly interesting. A lot of people, when they look at this, they quote one tiny bit of this scripture. They quote this scripture out of context. Watch. Let me show you why. When you're in trouble and when you're being tempted and stuff, some righteous person will come to you and say, well, the Bible says very clearly, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Oh, wonderful, thank you. But what about the rest of the verse? What about the beginning of the verse? What did it say at the beginning of the verse? It says this, humble yourselves before God. And right after that it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You see, beloved, if you are humbled before Almighty God and Satan tries to do anything, you resist him and he's gone. But if you just resist him, he doesn't always go. Because he knows Scripture better than you do. He knows Scripture better than I do. He knows Scripture better than the best theologian. And he knows that we have to be in a situation of being humbled before Almighty God. And beloved, that is what we've got to do. When I preach the Bible, I teach what is in the Word, and I don't change it. I teach what is in the Word of God, and we can see clearly it says, humble yourselves before Almighty God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you want the devil to flee from you, but beloved, you need to be humbled before Almighty God. Humility is a weapon that Satan absolutely loathes and detests. He hates humility. He hates trust. He hates love. He hates faith. He hates faithfulness. He hates all of these things because they make you what you are. Oh, what a word today, beloved. Listen to this word today. Humble yourselves before Almighty God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Peter says, in closing, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Beloved, this is your hour one nugget today. Don't let it be you that he devours. What can you do to stop him devouring you? You can humble yourselves before Almighty God. You can be humble before Almighty God right now. How can you do that? By simply praying and saying this, Almighty God, say it with me. Almighty God, I humble myself before you now and ask you in Jesus' name to take control of my life. Let me be the putty in your hands. Let me be the clay, Father, and you the master potter. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.